The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisee saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, do you know what chapter in Matthew this passage comes from? It is chapter 9. When in the Gospel of Matthew does he speak of the calling of the 12? In the Sermon of the Mount, chapter 5. So far in advance, Matthew had already been chosen as one of the 12. So why are we only hearing about this 4 chapters later? What is Matthew speaking of in chapter 9 of his Gospel? It is when he goes through the miracles that our Lord worked. And so he places his conversion as one of the miracles that our Lord Jesus Christ worked in this world. My conversion is a miracle. And what does he immediately do? This man who understood that he's received such a great grace, he goes out and he invites other sinners to our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's so beautiful to read through the Gospels, and here he is, our Lord, calling a publican. And then he's calling a prostitute. And then he goes and he calls a man who's persecuting his church. And he makes these sinners into great saints. And what is necessary? It's simply their yes. They're opening their heart to receive our Lord's love and mercy. When Matthew is called, when our Lord says, "Follow me," he puts up no resistance. He doesn't refuse. He doesn't say, "Oh Lord, I'm not worthy of you." He knows he's so unworthy that he doesn't even have to say it. He knows that he is broken. And I want to focus on one word from our Lord today. He says, "Those who are well do not need a physician." The most literal translation of well is whole. Those who are whole do not need a physician. So unless a person knows that they are broken, they will never let me into their lives as they ought. And so what happens as a person advances in the spiritual life? What do we discover? That we're not whole. That we are broken, and so we need to be made whole by another. And the more we advance, the more we discover this brokenness. A couple of years ago, I read a book on the life of St. Therese, and it's one of the most masterful works I've ever read about her. And it goes through her transformation of life, and it's so beautiful. At the start of her spiritual life, now she began very young, but she sets forth, you know, "I want to be a saint. I want to be one of the greatest saints. I want to be a missionary to go out to all the world." And as she tries, she stumbles, and she falls. And she gets frustrated. And she thinks, "When am I ever going to do this?" More and more she beats herself up. And little by little, there is this transformation that has worked in her as she discovers, "Oh my gosh, I am so broken." And she could come to the point where she could say this, "I am no longer surprised by anything. I am not sorry to see that I am weakness itself. On the contrary, I glory in it. And I expect to discover new imperfections in myself every day." Because she realized the truth of our Lord's words to Matthew. Those who are whole, they don't need me. And so what does it mean if we are broken? It is our brokenness that attracts him. And the more fully we discover that we are broken, Therese realized, oh my gosh, the more he's going to come to me. What a great gift that I am broken. And she could come to the point where she would say, it is my littleness that gives me confidence. It's not my righteousness. It's not because I'm great or I do good things. And she also realized in the midst of this that she was not the physician. She tried over and over, okay, if I try harder, if I pray more, then I'm going to be better. And she realized, no, it is another who has to heal me. And so I will not rely on myself to be made whole. We ask our Lord for the grace to come to the point where we can say, it is my littleness that gives me confidence.